ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 13, entitled The Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Text number 40.
Sa sarasanam udyamya. Sa sarasanam udyamya. Mrigayurvana gocharaha. Mrigayurvana gocharaha. Anti asadu mrigandinan. Anti asadu mrigandina.
Anti asadu mrigandina.
Vena saviti arojana.
Vena saviti arojana.
Sa sarasanam udyamya. Mrigayurvana gochara. Anti asadu mrigandinan. Vena saviti arojasanam udyamya.
Word to word meaning. Sa. That boy of the name Vena. Sarasanam. His bow. Udyamya, taking up. Mrigayu, the hunter. Vana gochara, going into the forest. Hanti, used to kill. Asadu, being very cruel. Mrigan, deer. Dinan, poor. Vena, Vena. Aso, there he is. Iti, thus. Arav, would cry. Jana, all the people. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. After fixing his bow and arrow, the cruel boy used to go to the forest and unnecessarily kill innocent deer. And as soon as he came, all the people would cry, "Here comes cruel Vena, here comes cruel Vena." Purport. Kshatriyas are allowed to hunt in the forest for the purpose of learning the killing art, not to kill animals for eating or for any other purpose. The Kshatriya kings were sometimes expected to cut off the head of the culprit in the state. For this reason, the Kshatriya were allowed to hunt the forest, because this son of King Anga, Vena, was born of the bad mother. He was very cruel and he used to go to the forest and unnecessarily kill the animals. All the neighboring inhabitants would be frightened by his presence and they would call, "Here comes Vena, here comes Vena." So, from the beginning of his life, he was fearful to the citizens. Let's just continue reading because the next verses doesn't have purport. Next three verses. Text number 41. Akride kridato balan vayasvyan aditaruna parahas prasaya niruna krosha pashumaram ama arayat. The boy was so cruel that while playing with young boys of his age, he would kill them very mercilessly, as if they were animals meant for slaughter. Text 42. Tam vichakshya kalam putram sashaner vivider nirpa yadana sashitum kalpo brisham adi asit sudurmana. After seeing the cruel and merciless behavior of his son Vena, King Anga punished him in different ways to reform him, but was unable to bring him to the path of gentleness. He thus became greatly aggrieved. Text 43. Prayane bhya chitta devo ye praja graha merina kat apatya vritam dukkam yena vindati durbaram. Translation. The king thought to himself, persons who have no son are certainly fortunate. They must have worshipped the Lord in their previous life so that they would not have to suffer the unbearable unhappiness caused by a bad son. Tomorrow text is 44. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Seeking the blessing of Assembled Vaishnavas like to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, the description of Vena. So King Vena was a very cruel person. He used to king his playmates, just like, you know, animal kept for slaughtering. So here the purport Prabhupada writes about the Kshatriyas, you know. They practice hunting so that they you know, keep their skills updated to maintain the state order, which is very much important because the Kshatriya is an administrative class. Administrative class so that he can protect the citizens. That is the duty of a Kshatriya, that to give protection to all the people under his is a king. So here we can see this chapter, the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. King Vena, the description of King Vena. This is a conversation between Maitreya and Vidura, two great personalities. So Maitreya explained that Dhruva Maharaj went back to Godhead, and then there was his first son, Utkala. He is a Mahabhagavat. He is self-realized, transcendental personality. He is very advanced stage in Krishna consciousness because he could see only the Supreme Lord as Super Soul everywhere. Super Soul everywhere, and he can see Samadarshana. No discrimination. So these are qualities of Uttam Adhikari that sees everyone, you know, as a soul, and a supreme soul is everywhere. Then, because then the assembled sages and the great personalities, brahmanas, they thought this person may not be, you know, it act like a dumb, you know, it act like a mad person, you know, externally he looks like a, you know, very foolish. It's like the forest is like a fire covered with ashes. Sometimes the fire, you cannot see the fire, but then the ash is covered. But the fire is inside. So it's like that. So a great personality like Jada Bharat, you can see different personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam. They act like that. So they thought maybe better to make the second one as a king. And then he got married, then, you know, his sons. So in the lineage, King Anga. So King Anga gave birth to, you know, Vena. And then from him comes the partial expansion of the Supreme Lord Prithu Maharaj. Now Vidura asked this question, asked couple of questions. So Vidura asked the first question. Vidura asking, now King Anga is a great personality. He is a saintly character, and he has, you know, Brahminical culture. He is very civilized person, and he has a lot of devotion. Then how did a great person got a bad son like Vena? It's a very valid question. Because King Anga, coming from a great lineage, is having a good character, is a very spiritual person. How come this kind of person having a bad son like Vena? We ask, you know, usually people, we have this seminar also. Why bad things happen to good people? Like that he's asking, Vidura is asking this question. How come King Anga is a great personality? How come this person having a son like Vena? Now, okay, the king is, you know, having this son. The second is the Brahmanas, you know, because the king Vena was died by the curse of the Brahmanas, Brahma Shapa. The Brahmanas cursed him and then he died. Now again, then second question Vidura is asking to Maitreya, that how come these Brahmanas are the very intelligent class of people? They are supposed to uphold the religious principle. They are supposed to be the great person. How did they can act like this? Because a Brahmana means he has to, you know, Brahmana is meant for tolerate. He is such a high quality that he tolerate, and he is so compassionate to people. How this, that Brahmana can curse a king like Vena? Even the king supposed to, you know, no one can actually punish the king, because the king is the first person in the whole, you know, kingdom. He has all the right to king, you know, give punishment to everyone, isn't it? So how come that someone can kill the king? So he's asking this question. And then, you know, Vidura also was, you know, assuming that normally the king cannot be killed, but if a king is like Vena is killed, that means he must have done some grievous activity, sinful action. That's why the Brahmanas would have killed the king Vena. So now he is asking this question to Maitreya. So then after that question, now Vidura showing his devotee quality. So the question is, asking question is one thing. Then second is how he is receiving the answer. That's where the devotional aspect come into play. Because it's not just, asking a question. It's not just inquiring, you know, a valid. You can ask a valid question, but are we ready to listen to answer? Are we equipping ourselves to receive the answer? That's where the knowledge, you know, is been transferred. So in Bhagavad Gita, The process of knowledge transfer is given by, you know, Krishna himself. Tadvidhi pranipartena pariprashnena sevaya upadetyati nainanam jnaninas tattva darshana. That means these three things are there. Submission, inquiry and service. That's how the knowledge has been transferred. So Prabhupada writes in that purport, actually very interesting. He said that a disciple always inquires from the spiritual master. And the spiritual master answers the question. Provided the disciple is very gentle and devoted. See? A disciple is asking a question and the spiritual master is answering. Provided that the disciple shows the character, you know, quality of devotion. And not only that, the spiritual master is not inclined to disclose all the secrets of transcendental science unless the disciple is very submissive and devoted. Fair enough. So like if in a classroom, you know, 40 people are there, you know, the teacher is, you know, fair to everyone. But then the teacher shows more kindness and more, you know, reveals more aspect when after the class someone comes and inquires from the teacher very submissively. Oh, you are showing enthusiasm. You are showing inquiring. You are submissive. You are humble. So, Vidura, after posing this question to Maitreya Muni, is asking, so, humbly, you know, you tell this answer. Because if you see in Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna was there in first chapter asking, you know, giving so many reasons why not to fight in the war of Kurukshetra. In fact, Arjuna is saying, Krishna, take my chariot in the middle of these armies. In fact, he is ordering Krishna. Krishna is very, as a Bhakta Vatsal, is very, you know, kind to, you know, accept the order and then, you know, carrying out. But irrespective of so many reasons and, you know, why not to fight, Krishna never, you know, cut or, you know, never say, you know, oh, you don't know. You don't know anything. I will tell you. So because as long as there is a casual, friendly relationship, then there is no serious talk. That's what Prabhupada writes. As soon as Arjuna surrendered, oh Krishna, I am confused about my duty. I don't know what is good for me. So please tell me what is good for me and I am surrendered to you. I am your disciple. So after that, then the relationship changes. Then Krishna becomes a teacher and Arjuna is the first student who received Bhagavad Gita. So this is very important. So because that's how the knowledge transfer happens. So we can see from Srimad Bhagavatam how Vidura posing right question and preparing himself to receive the answer from Maitreya Muni. So one time what happened in the Bhagavatam class before, someone asked a question to the speaker. Good question, nice question. He asked the question and he walked away while the person is answering the question. And then another time I saw one person ask the question and then the speaker continued, maybe, you know, you're listening for 2 minutes, 3 minutes and the speaker going for 5-10 minutes like that. Then after certain minutes that person is listening, you know, watching into his mobile and, you know, doing his own things. So it's not just, you know, asking question. If you are asking question, then we should be make sure that we're ready to follow the instruction and answer. So that's how we can see from Srimad Bhagavatam that they ask question and they receive humbly and respectfully from the speaker. So this is very important from... Now coming back to this question, so why, you know, King Vena... So what happened is, so Anga, King Anga wanted a son. So they performed a big yagya. So it's a Ashwamedha yagya. So he called all the brahmanas. He wanted to do a sacrifice where it's they sacrifice an animal, and by the Vedic, the power of the brahmanas and by the power of the Vedic mantras, they give new life to the animal. Now this is totally impractical and not possible in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, first of all, you don't find a genuine brahmana. So this is a brahmana. Usually brahmana means by birth. This is the usual notion that if you are born in a brahmanical family, then you are brahmana. But this is totally rejected. Even the great acharya like Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Prabhupada showed example that initiated everyone into Brahman culture. Because it's not by birth, it's by the qualities and the nature of work. Guna and karma. That's how you determine how one is Brahmana. Brahmana means, he knows about Brahman. That is Brahmana. So, these Brahmanas, where they're performing yagya, are highly qualified. They can, and also they can pronounce the mantra in a proper way. Because if you pronounce the mantra in improper way, then you will not achieve the result what you wanted. See this? So you need to have a proper pronunciation. First of all, you need to be a proper brahmana. Then you need to have ingredients. So if you have a proper person, proper pronunciation, proper ingredients, and then the demigods, they can invite the demigods. This is far out. They can invite the demigods and they can give the share. So, but in Kali Yuga, this is not possible. This is not possible at all. The only possible sacrifice yagya we can do is Sankirtan yagya. Because there is no qualification, there is no time, place, circumstances, there is no rules to do Sankirtan. Anyone can perform. All you have to do is come at 6 o'clock outside of Crossways Friday evening and Tuesday evening. In the streets, you just have to dance, shout and chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you really see, only Hare Krishnas can do like this. In the middle of the city, where, full crowd, they're doing sense gratification or doing some other sort of thing, where we're doing yagya. We're doing a big sacrifice in the middle of the city. So this is possible only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu himself says, you are not brahmana, you are not a sudra, you are not this, you are not that, no varnashram. If you know the science of Krishna, you are the guru of the world. If you know the science of Krishna, see the associates of Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, by birth, he was born in a Malecha family. And he is named as the Namacharya. How is it possible? The authority to chant the holy name. And see Rupa and Raghunath, all the Goswamis. They've been criticized, they've been outsized by the Brahmana community because they've changed the name. They're working under the Muslims. Ramananda Rai. He is also, from a Sudra background. All the associates of Mahaprabhu, all the devotees of Mahaprabhu, the great acharyas of our parampara, they are not, born in a Brahmana family. They are not a strict Brahman. by just a dint of the mercy of Mahaprabhu and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they take part in Sankirtan Yajna. So there is no qualification required to perform the Sankirtan. And it's not that, you know, it's so cheap that one person is performing Sankirtan movement. We should understand that if someone is chanting the holy name, that means he has done all the yajnas, he has done all the Vedic prescription, he has done all the principles in his previous life. That's why one is able to chant the holy name of Krishna in his tongue. So we should not think, oh, this is, you know, cheap. These mantras, you know, chanting the whole day, that Vedic mantra is so tough, that's why you're going for the easy option. No. One has done and dusted with all this samskaras and, you know, all these Vedic mantra. That's why one able to chant the holy name. It's a most confidential and open secret. Not everyone can chant the holy name unless we have the mercy of a devotee, mercy of the Supreme Lord. That's why we can able to chant the holy name. So this Sankirtan Yajna is the only way in the Kali Yuga. Otherwise it's not possible. This Yajna and all the sacrifices, pleasing all the demigods. So what happened one time, one devotee in US, he did a, you know, one person was there, he wants to do a yajna. He wants to do a sacrifice, big sacrifice. So he went to the temple, he invited the devotees and said, so you all come and do this big sacrifice, new house. The devotee said, see, actually, Sankirtan Yajna is the only way. We all can come and do Kirtan. We all come and do chanting. So, no, I want to do Yajna. I want to do sacrifice Yajna. So, devotee said, okay, what to do? So, they went and did Yajna. So, they put wood and the fire and, you know, doing Yajna. Then they said, the house, you know, proprietor of the house, he said, no, put more wood, make the fire big. I want a big fire in the house, big smoke, big smoke and big fire. They said, okay, they put more wood and the fire really become big. And then, you know, they add the sprinkler system, smoke alarm. We have, you know, in Western world we have this smoke detector, fire detector. All detectors are there. So what happened? Because of the heat, it hit the sprinkler, and then sprinkler system on, and the whole house, the sprinkler, you know, water was coming. So, you know, then the person was upset. You know, why you put so much of, you know, wood? It become like this. He said, you only asked them to put, you know. But, you know, they were happy. Looks very happy. The person asked, why you are happy? He said, you know, Bhagavad Gita is correct. What do you mean by Bhagavad Gita correct? You know, in Bhagavad Gita, if you do sacrifice, rain will come, he said. See, we did the sacrifice and rain came. So Bhagavad Gita is correct. So even the big yajna is not practical. Recently I was in India, and one of my relative, you know, big house they constructed, and, you know, they invited and they did yajna. All these brahmanas, everyone came, and they were doing yajna. And, you know, so they basically, you know, they offer, you know, to the demigods. So you want, you know, nice Lakshmi, you want a nice health, you want nice. They'll tell all the gotra name, this, that, and then, you know. And then, you know, full smoke. So what we can do, we just have to chant. Chanting is the best yajna. Actually, without the chanting of holy name, no yajna is complete. That is the truth. Even the brahmanas who are saying, and finally they have to submit the yajna to Vishnu. because Vishnu is represented as the flame in the yajna, and the offering are given, like, you know, is representing the tongue, mouth. So everything, all the oblations are given to Vishnu. That's how it's complete. We can see from this example that even though the Brahmanas are qualified and they're inviting all the demigods, but none of the demigods come to take their share. None of the demigods come. And they were perplexed. They're saying, we have pronounced properly. And Maharaj, King Anga, you are a great saintly person, and even your mind, you are not agitated. You are so pure. And the offering and all the ingredients are pure, and we don't know what is the reason behind that, why demigods are not coming to accept their share. Then King Anga was, you know, he was supposed to be silent in this whole yajna. King Anga was, you know, worried. And then he started speaking. He asked the head priest, what is the reason behind this? Then the head priest says, this is nothing to do with this life, but in previous life you have done some sinful activity. Why? Why the demigods are not coming to accept? Because he doesn't have a son. And why he doesn't have a son? Because of previous life he has done some sinful activity. Then they say, no problem. All you have to do is, you have to submit this yajna to Vishnu. At least they are, you know, very good Brahmanas in that case, you know. Because if you go now, a Brahman, they will prescribe only Karmakanda. Oh, you are this putra problem, worship, you know, this devata. That problem, worship this. At least here, he is, you know, directing him to the Supreme Lord. Because if you want to get fulfilled, the desire, the karmis usually, if they worship the Supreme Lord, the desire will be getting fulfilled. But if a devotee worships the Supreme Lord, he will make sure that the devotee come close to him. You can see from the example of Anga. We'll explain that. So they directed him to Lord Vishnu. So the Lord Vishnu, if the master comes to the place, then you can expect all his servants also assist him. That is the logic. So if you do the yajna and if you give offer to the Lord Vishnu, if Vishnu comes and accept the offering, then all the demigods will come along with the Vishnu and they accept the share. So you will be, then everyone will be satisfied. So he said, okay. Then he accepted. Then with a golden garland, a personality came from the yajna. He had a pot. In that pot, there was a rice boiled in milk. So he gave this pot to Maharaj Anga. So Anga was so liberal, so generous. He gave a portion to his wife, which is not supposed to do that. So he gave a portion to his wife, and the wife got a son. Now here is the reason, one reason that we know that he got a son. But why this son is so cruel? So one of the reason is that a son derives a quality from his mother. And a daughter derived the quality from his father. So, Maharaj Anga wife, father was death personified, which is very inauspicious. So, from him, the mother derived, and then from mother, King Vena derived the quality. So, this is one thing. So he received the quality from his mother. So he was so cruel in nature. But there is a good thing in it. That because Anga was doing the sacrifice and a personality came, Vishnu came as offered to Vishnu, and Vishnu, prasad was given. So from King Vena, the Vishnu's personal, you know, partial portion, Prithu Maharaj came. That is a good part to it. So the bad thing is that he received the qualities of his mother, but the good part is because of his father's detachment and also because of the Vishnu's, you know, prasad, the Vishnu's personality expansion himself came from the body of Vena. So Prithu Maharaj rise from Vena. So one may think, why, you know, this bad, you know, bad son? So bad son, you know, Acharya has also explained, there is good to it. So what is the, because King Anga approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is followed the, you know, by the Brahmanas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave a bad son. Because why? So that Maharaj Anga develops detachment and disgusted with his son, and he will leave the home early. If at all he would have got a good son, then he would have developed more attachment to the family and he would have not come closer to Krishna. See? This is how the Supreme Personality gives the blessing or the benediction to the devotee. Even in the case of Srila Prabhupada, you can see in Leelamrita. So Prabhupada, when he got married, he didn't like his wife. So Prabhupada want to get married again and get divorce or something. Then his father said, actually it's a great blessing. This will help you more in spiritual progress. So one may see, that's why by the activities of King Vena, he at the night, without telling everyone, in one night, he was always thinking, you know, he, in this previous verse we can see that he tried to reform King Vena. He didn't listen to him. He's so cruel. He will not obey his orders. So what happened? King Anga, at the dead night, you know, one night, he got up, he changed his dress, he didn't tell his wife Sunita, then he left everyone and went to the forest. Vana Gochara. We can see in that verse, right? Going to the forest. He just left everything and went to the forest and did spirituality more intense and deep. So then receiving a bad son is also benediction for King Anga. So in our case also, like a karmi is, if you want to have a material desire, material desire, and Krishna can give. But if you are a devotee asking something, Krishna will give in such a way that you will come closer to Krishna. Because devotional service is like the burning fire. It's given an example. The devotional service is the fire which can burn all the material desires into ashes. It won't leave anything. By approaching Krishna, all the material desires are vanquished. In fact, if he wants to give, he will give in such a way that we will be more taking shelter of Krishna. Because he wants a devotee comes closer to him. And as I said, the Brahmanas, you know, the material designation, material is Varnashram, that is, you know, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. This is nothing to do with, you know, devotional service as said. It's good to know that one, you know, situated in a particular Varna and Ashram, so that he can perform bhakti more, you know, very stable. So why this, you know, in Kali Yuga, these Brahmanas are not qualified to, you know, lose their potency? From the previous, you know, fourth canto, previous chapter, we can see. When Daksha was doing a great yagya, he cursed Lord Shiva. He said this Shiva, everyone will get the portion or the share, but the Lord Shiva will not get any share. And then he walked away from the arena with anger. So then there was a curse and counter curse between the Nandishwar and his followers, and then Bhrigu and his followers. So in that, I don't know whether in this chapter. So here, you know, Nandishwar, he gives a curse. I can read that actually. So he cursed, Nandishwar, he cursed. These Brahmanas take to education, austerity and vows only for the purpose of maintaining the body. They shall be devoid of discrimination between what to eat and what not to eat. They will acquire money begging from door to door simply for the satisfaction of the body. This was the curse by Nandishwar to all the Brahmanas. And you can see it's practically applicable in Kali Yuga. Because they are missing the point that they understand that they are not this body. They have a great responsibility. Brahmanas are the intelligent class in the society. They are there to guide all other, you know, section in the society. They are there to give counsel, that is spiritual direction, to all the other ashrams. But they themselves are not worried about their spirituality, but only concerned about their body. And what was the counter curse by the Bhrigu Muni? That anyone worshipping Lord Shiva, they tend to follow atheist. They become atheist. That is also, you know, you can see the one who takes a vow to satisfy Lord Shiva or who follows such principle will certainly become an atheist and be diverted from transcendental scriptural injunction. See, this is Bhrigu. So there are many curses and counter curses, but you can see that the potency of the Brahmanas doing sacrifice is not applicable in Kali Yuga. And the only yajna, the only sacrifice is the chanting of Hare Krishna, that is Sankirtan Yajna. You know, chant and distribute this holy name to everyone. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone have any questions or corrections, comments, what we have discussed. Yes, Mataji. In the what I've read in the purport also, Prabhupada and you know, the acharyas also inclined that this is only meant for Anga. He is supposed to have and then have intercourse with his wife and have begat a son. But then, you know, somehow or other he gave to her, which he is not supposed to do. Maybe they tend to say that maybe it could be one of the reason that, you know, he derived the quality from his mother's side like that. But the Prabhupada also write in the purport that which he not supposed to do, so that later he will understand that like indirectly he done a mistake, like, so that's why, you know, it's, no problem. Okay. Sangantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.